the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our Lady, Queen of all saints,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So we'll continue. This is the Prodigies of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Part 2, Volume 14, 3:16-22. My daughter, Louisa, it shows how without your Jesus, you can think and say nothing but nonsense.
Aquí vamos a, todos tienen una copia para leer, vamos a traducir. Hija mía, se ve que si tú, sin tu Jesús...
Está en español, ¿no?
Sí.
And so the interesting thing about this is the divine will is so beautiful.
Lo interesante de esto es que la divina voluntad es tan hermosa
that to try to understand it,
que para tratar de entenderla o tratando de entenderla,
a lot of people have great difficulty.
Mucha gente tiene una gran dificultad.
Because the Luisa is writing down divine truths
verdades divinas
in human language.
En lenguaje humano.
And for a lot of people who read this,
y para muchos que lean esto,
they think it doesn't make sense.
Piensan que, pues, que no lo entienden. No hace sentido.
This is the language of heaven, Jesus says.
Este es el lenguaje del cielo.
And our job
y nuestro trabajo
is to learn the language of heaven.
Es aprender el lenguaje del cielo.
And so Jesus says to Luisa,
entonces Jesús dice a Luisa,
without him explaining this,
que sin él explicando todo esto,
it's going to sound like nonsense.
Va a parecer como tontería.
So our job is to really begin to learn this language of heaven.
De aprender este lenguaje del cielo.
And the more that you read,
y entre más leas,
the more fluent your language will become.
Más fluido vas a ser en este lenguaje.
So, Jesus says, my dear Mama Mary also did nothing extraordinary in her exterior life. You want to just play that right?
Yeah, I think that's okay. Everybody has a copy, so they're reading in Spanish while you're reading. Probably.
Okay.
So good.
And even more, apparently she did less than the others. She lowered herself to the most ordinary actions of life. She used to spin, sew, sweep, light the fire. Who would ever have thought that she, Mary, was the mother of a God? Her external actions indicated nothing of this. And when she carried me, Jesus, in her womb, she, containing the eternal word within herself, every motion of hers, every human action, won the adoration of the whole of creation. So, she's so much a part of Jesus,
ella es tanto parte de Jesús,
that it would be like us in front of the Blessed Sacrament.
Que sería como nosotros en frente de
so we would genuflect, we would adore Jesus, love him, praise him, thank him, glorify him, worship him. She was the living tabernacle.
Ella era el tabernáculo viviente.
So when Jesus says this, it says all of creation,
entonces, cuando dice esto, Jesús, toda la creación,
whatever Mary did,
lo que hiciera María,
was worthy of adoration.
Era, digna de adoración.
Not because of Mary,
no por María,
but because of Jesus in Mary.
Pero por Jesús en María.
So you would go to the church to genuflect in front of the Blessed Sacrament. You would adore Jesus kneeling in front of him.
Adorarías a Jesús, arrodillado en frente de él.
Okay, so he says, from Mary came the life and preservation of all creatures. In sum, the sun hung upon her, expecting the preservation of its light and its heat. The earth, the development of the life of plants, everything hovered around Mary. Heaven and earth hung upon every motion of Mary. Yet who saw anything? No one. All of Mary's greatness, all of Mary's power, all of Mary's sanctity, and the immense oceans, these seas of goods that came out from Our Lady, were in her interior. So Our Lady was basically invisible.
básicamente nuestra madre era invisible.
She did everything that a human would do.
Hizo todo lo que un humano haría.
Yeah, all creation.
Pero sin embargo, toda la creación
wanted to adore her.
Quería adorarla.
Because she carried the Son of God.
Porque ella cargaba al Hijo de Dios.
So it says here.
And before she's asking, and before her pregnancy with Jesus, how was her life?
Her life was fiat. Her life was the
fiat.
She always said yes to God.
Siempre le dijo sí a Dios.
She was the true daughter of the Father.
Era la verdadera hija del Padre.
God had planned her to be the mother of the Son.
Que Dios había planeado para ella ser
and
la madre
she,
de Dios.
She was going to be the spouse and temple of the Holy Spirit. So, in Genesis 3:15, the Lord predicted or prophesied it would be Mary, the woman clothed with the sun.
So
she's at the beginning of Sacred Scripture and at the end in the Revelations. This is why we're doing the prodigies.
Por eso estamos haciendo estos prodigios.
Jesus said,
porque Jesús dijo,
no one
nadie
has ever explained who his mother was.
Ha explicado quién era su madre.
What she truly was.
Que realmente era.
He says, Jesus says, I myself as the Son of God and the Son of Mary,
Jesús dice, yo mismo, el Hijo de María,
I'm going to explain to the world
voy a explicarle al mundo,
how important and blessed Mary is.
Qué importante y bendecida era María.
So when the church begins to read the volumes,
entonces, cuando la iglesia empieza a leer los volúmenes,
and they get to understand who Our Lady is,
y empiecen a entender quién era nuestra madre,
they will fall more in love with the Blessed Mother.
Se van a enamorar más todavía de nuestra madre.
As a matter of fact, your houses will be filled with Our Lady crowned. Because she is the mother and queen. She's our mother and queen. So when you, like the saints have said, when you look at Mary, you see God. She's the daughter of the Father, the mother of the Son, the spouse and temple of the Holy Spirit. So, before this has been planned from all eternity, and God wanted her fiat, and she gave her fiat.
Y ella dio su fiat.
So it says very clearly.
Entonces dice claramente,
who saw anything? No one. All Our Lady's greatness, all Our Lady's power, all Our Lady's sanctity, and the immense seas of the goods which came out from her were in her interior. Each one of her heartbeats, each one of her breaths, each one of her thoughts, each one of her words were an outpouring to her God, to her Creator. There were continuous currents between Our Lady and God, which Our Lady would receive and Our Lady would give. Nothing would come out which would not wound her Creator. Now that's the outpourings of love. This wounding is... you know, Scripture says it. It's the sword. It's the sword into the heart.
Es la espada en el corazón.
The sword of love, the arrow of love.
La flecha de amor.
And then, and by which she would not be wounded. So it's a...
por la cual ella no iba a ser lastimada.
You know how when you fall in love, you are
cuando te enamoras,
madly in love with a person.
Estás completamente
and
enamorado de una persona,
when you're not with that person, you anguish.
Cuando no estás con esa persona, estás ansioso.
And this is Our Lady, but more so.
Esta es nuestra madre.
She loved divinely.
Ella amaba divinamente.
Because of her Immaculate Conception.
Por su Inmaculada Concepción.
So she wounded God with her love. She was wounded by her love. These currents expanded her, raised her, and make her surpass anything, but no one saw anything. I alone, her God and her Son, was aware of everything. See, and that's the same thing today. Jesus says he wants to explain to us
es lo mismo hoy. Jesús quiere explicarnos
how beautiful Our Lady is.
Qué hermosa es nuestra madre.
So when we really begin to see how beautiful Our Lady is, we honor her more.
La honramos más.
Like I said, you have a statue of Our Lady outside.
Si tienes tu estatua afuera,
you have a statue of Our Lady inside.
Tienes una estatua adentro,
and we make sure that everyone knows that she is our mother and queen.
Y aseguramos que todos sepan que ella es nuestra madre y reina.
By a light on her, a crown on her,
poniéndole una luz,
a cape
corona,
on her.
Manto.
Yeah, and that's what's wonderful is when you go to houses, homes.
Lo que es maravilloso es que cuando vas a casas,
you know, on Our Lady's Day, she's always in a golden garment. Hello, thank you. So that's what's really wonderful. Our God
es lo que es maravilloso,
wants
Dios.
Us to fall in love with His mother.
Quiere que nos enamoremos de su madre.
Okay. The such a current ran between me and my mama that her heartbeat would run within mine and mine within hers. So this is the mutual possession
la posesión mutua.
Between God and Mary.
Entre Dios y María.
And she is the first kiss between heaven and earth.
Y ella es el primer beso entre la tierra y el cielo.
So she lived from my eternal heartbeat and I lived from her maternal heartbeat. Therefore, our lives were blended together, and this was exactly what, in my eyes, distinguished Mary as my mama. External actions do not satisfy me, nor do they please me, if they do not start from an interior whose life is formed by me. So what our God is going to do is He's going to help us live. And so that everything that we think, say, and do
is
going to start from Him.
Empiece y comience en él.
So you don't have to build large cathedrals.
No tienes que hacer catedrales enormes.
You don't have to start new religious movements.
No tienes que empezar movimientos religiosos nuevos.
You have to fall in love with Jesus.
Tienes que enamorarte de Jesús.
And the one who shows us Jesus
y el que nos enseña a Jesús
is Mary.
Es María.
If you don't have the Blessed Mother,
si no tienes a nuestra madre,
you really don't have Jesus.
Entonces, realmente no tienes a Jesús.
If you don't have the Blessed Mother,
si no tienes a nuestra Santa madre,
you do not have the Holy Spirit.
No tienes al Espíritu Santo.
If you don't have the Blessed Mother,
si no tienes a nuestra madre,
you do not know the Father.
No conoces al Padre.
So with Mary,
entonces, con María,
there's a connection between God and man.
Hay una conexión entre el hombre y Dios.
So that's why as you know you grow up, as you become Catholic,
conforme vayas creciendo y te conviertes en católico,
you learn how to pray the rosary,
aprendes a usar el rosario,
you learn how to wear the scapular,
aprendes a usar el escapulario,
and you begin to know every day of Our Lady.
Todos los días de nuestra madre.
And there's a calendar out
y hay un calendario
of every day belongs to the Blessed Mother.
De cada día que le pertenece.
Does anybody have that with them today?
¿Alguien tiene el calendario?
No? Okay, I'll get that. It's beautiful.
You need a count?
That shows the days of our Blessed Mother. I think Arturo has one.
Oh, the feast.
Yeah, the feast.
Yeah, but I don't have it with me.
Arturo has
one. Yeah.
Oh, the
feast. And it's the day, every day is Our Lady's Day.
Cada día es el día de nuestro
Padre. I'll give it to you. I'll send it.
Especial.
Okay, well, it's very important.
Es muy importante.
Every day belongs to the Blessed Mother.
Cada día le pertenece a nuestra Santa Madre.
And so every day you can have a feast day for
entonces,
the Blessed Mother.
Cada día puede ser un día de festejo.
Like, for example, I was born
por ejemplo, el padre nació
on Our Lady of the Sacred Heart.
En el día de su Sagrado Corazón.
Where Our Lady holds the heart of the baby Jesus. She holds the baby Jesus and she holds his heart.
Jesús.
And every one of us is born on a day that belongs to Our Lady. And when you get to know that, you get to understand how beautiful Our Lady is. So Jesus says, now, what is your wonder that if your eternal life is completely ordinary? Okay, so Luisa basically stayed in bed.
Básicamente, Luisa, pues, se quedó en la cama.
We have no important jobs.
Nosotros realmente no tenemos trabajos importantes.
We have ordinary life.
Tenemos una vida ordinaria,
it's completely ordinary.
Totalmente ordinario.
yet God is going to do something wonderful.
Pero, sin embargo, Dios va a hacer algo maravilloso.
So Jesus says, I am, he always uses this name, I am used to covering my greatest works with the most ordinary things so that no one may point to them. I may be more free to operate. So he has every morning a sunrise, every evening a sunset. And the saints say that when Jesus returns, everything will turn into a pink hue. So you have Gaudete Sunday in Advent, the pink.
Por eso se pone en tiempos de Adviento rosa.
Yeah, it's the to tell everybody Jesus is coming soon.
Para decirle a todos que Jesús va a venir pronto.
You have Lautare Sunday in Lent, and you basically wear the pink, the rose, saying Jesus is coming soon.
Para el color significa que Jesús va a venir pronto.
So the sunrise and the sunset say to us every day,
entonces, el amanecer y la puesta del sol nos dicen todos los días,
Jesus is coming back.
Jesús va a regresar.
So if you look at Our Lady of Guadalupe,
si ves a nuestra madre de Guadalupe,
her dress is pink.
Su vestido es rosa.
And that was in 1529. Okay. Where was I? I was in 1420. I was before Columbus. Okay, so it's Our Lady is, it's to say Jesus is coming. Now, do you know what's on the picture of Our Lady of Guadalupe? Our Lady of Guadalupe. Jesus says that this is the sign the sign of Our Lady of the Divine Will.
Jesús dice que este es el signo.
And on the image, do you have an image anywhere?
Of Our Lady?
Yeah.
But
a real one. Okay. It's very interesting because Jesus is coming. I mean, remember what he said to Saint Faustina. He said to Saint Faustina that this is the last devotion that is given to his church before he returns. So that was in 1930s. So we know it's very close now.
Sabemos que ya está muy cerca.
Now I'll show you something here. This is really funny. Now, if you look, okay, if you look here, you got to squint. Right here is a U.
Aquí es una U.
S A. Do you see the A?
U S I A. Si la pueden observar.
Do you see it by any chance?
¿Sí la ve?
The U S A.
U S A.
When I was in Mexico City.
Cuando él estaba en México.
When I walked in, no, you got to stay way back. The farther back you are, the better it is. And it's better without light. Can you turn off the light?
Si la luz, si bajamos la una de las luces.
1531.
Yes.
Yeah, 1531.
Okay, now if you look, you'll see right here a U S A. You see that? Does anybody see it?
Oh, I see the A.
Oh, you got to stay way back.
Yeah, but that's the A.
You got the A. The farther back you are, the better it is. If you look, this turns into a USA. Now, the reason for that is God has great plans for the United States.
Dios tiene grandes planes para los Estados Unidos.
And if you want to know more,
y si quieres saber más,
look up Our Lady of America.
Busca Nuestra Madre de las Américas.
This is Our Lady of Americas.
Esto es Nuestra Madre de las Américas. Busca Nuestra Madre de América.
Yeah. And if you look over here, can you just everybody see the USA?
Sí, right? Si ven
right there.
USA, ahí.
Do you see that?
Si lo ven.
Okay. Now, if you look over here, do you see an L?
Si ven más de este lado, ven una L.
Do you see the white line
si
there? It turns into an L. Okay. So, if you look,
Entonces, si
ponen la atención, L-U, and the I is I is nothing.
Y la I es nada, porque yo no soy nada.
S-A. It says Luisa.
Luisa.
Do you see it? Do you see it?
¿Sí lo ven?
So it's so you go L-U, I am nothing, S-A. See, the God's got, do you see that by any chance? And this is it's not as bright as normal. This is sort of dull. When I went to Mexico City, the USA was like white spray paint. I thought somebody spray painted USA. Because it was so USA. But then when you see, you'll see the L, U, and then I, it's really, it's an I with a dot on it. I, S, A. See, there's great, God's got great, great plans.
Dios tiene grandes plans.
And he wants us
y quiere que nosotros
to participate in what he
que
has
participemos
planned.
En lo que él ha planeado.
So that's, there's little clues God's going to give you.
Que nos va a dar pequeñas pistas.
It's like, for example, the images here. You know about these, right? Do you know about these?
Sí, sí, conocen estos.
These are rose petals.
Son los pétalos de rosa.
And each, when the father puts the rose petals into the water, and he pulls them out, and there's images on them.
Cuando Carmelo,
and this is the station. As a matter of fact, I have one right here.
Él tiene uno que está aquí.
And you really can't see it unless you hold it to the light.
No lo puedes a menos que lo pongas.
But God is going to give us little glimpses of things that he's going to bring about.
De lo que él va a traer.
With this great gift of the divine will,
este gran regalo de la divina voluntad,
even though everything is ordinary,
aunque todo es ordinario,
God is going to bring about great transformations.
Dios va a traer grandes transformaciones.
Okay, so this is why we're reading about Our Lady.
Porque por eso estamos leyendo de nuestra madre.
Okay. Okay, so Jesus says in the next line here, when I, God, have completed everything, I make surprises and I manifest them to everyone, making everyone remain astounded. So at this point, God hasn't completed everything.
En este punto, Dios no ha completado todo.
He's given everything to Luisa.
Le ha dado todo a Luisa.
When we link ourselves to Luisa,
cuando nosotros nos hacemos un eslabón con Luisa,
that will be the completion.
Eso va a ser el cumplimiento.
So our job
nuestro trabajo
is to get to know Luisa Picaretta,
es empezar a conocer a Luisa Picaretta,
and to link ourselves to Luisa.
Y hacer el eslabón con Luisa.
What linking means
hacer el eslabón, lo que significa
is that we
es que nosotros
read,
leamos,
study,
estudiemos,
and put into practice the truths
en práctica,
that Luisa gave, that Jesus gave to Luisa.
Que Jesús le dio a Luisa.
Okay, so he says, and it is certain that the work I am, God is doing in you, Luisa, and now in us, is great. Do you think it's trifle that I make all your acts run in the current of my divine will? That the current of my divine will runs in your acts. So it's mutual possession. God possessing Luisa, and Luisa possessing God. Okay, that's what, see, in the with the saints, we were to know, love, and serve God.
Con los santos era conocer, servir,
know, love, and serve. And now, Jesus wants us to know, love, and possess God.
Y ahora quiere Dios que amemos. Sirvamos y poseemos a Dios.
So, for the last 2,000 years,
por los últimos 2,000 años,
the Church has given us the Holy Eucharist.
La Iglesia nos ha dado la Eucaristía.
And we receive Jesus
y nosotros recibimos a Jesús
to become like Jesus.
Para convertirnos como Jesús.
But Jesus says, most are have not
pero Jesús dice, la mayoría no han
become like Him.
Es convertido como Él.
So on Sunday we go to Mass.
Todos los domingos vamos a misa.
We go to Holy Communion.
Vamos a la comunión.
We're supposed to be more like Jesus.
Debemos de ser más como Jesús.
But we get into our cars and drive away as if nothing happened.
Nos subimos a nuestro coche y nos vamos como que si nada hubiera pasado.
Jesus is going to stop that.
Jesús va a parar todo eso.
He says to Luisa,
le dice a Luisa,
when the new era reigns,
cuando la nueva era, reine,
he says, watch the power,
vean el poder,
that will come out of the Holy Eucharist,
que va a salir de la Santa Eucaristía,
for those souls who receive me.
Para aquellas almas que me reciban.
So this is divine power, a divine life that's going to happen.
Este es poder divino, luz divina que va a suceder.
So he says this, it is certain that the work that I am doing in you is great. What he's done in Luisa, and now he wants to do in us. Do you think it's trivial that I make your acts run in the current of my divine will, and the current of my divine will run in your acts? That these currents run, they form one single act with all the acts of the creatures, making the divine will flow over all of them, becoming the actor and the act of each one, substituting for all with a divine act and a divine and eternal love, reparation, and glory. So here, this is what's really great.
Esto es lo que es maravilloso.
He says that when we, with Luisa, do something,
que nosotros, cuando hacemos algo con Luisa,
we do it for everyone,
lo hacemos por
past,
todos,
present, and future.
Pasados, presentes, y futuros.
Making that one single act,
haciendo de ese
acto into the acts of all humans.
El acto de toda la humanidad.
So, our prayer,
entonces, nuestra oración,
in the divine will,
en la divina voluntad,
is very powerful.
Es muy poderosa.
When we pray,
cuando nosotros oramos,
Jesus hears,
Jesús oye,
all mankind praying,
a toda la humanidad orando,
with our voice.
Con nuestra voz.
So when you say to God, I love you,
entonces, cuando le dices a Dios, te amo,
Jesus hears,
Jesús oye,
every human being that ever lived,
todos los humanos que jamás hayan vivido,
say to him,
decirle a él,
I love you,
te amo.
And he hears our voice.
Y él escucha nuestra voz.
Do you see how powerful that is?
Que si ven qué poderoso es esa oración.
The saints learned how to do one thing at a time.
Los santos aprendieron a hacer una sola cosa a la vez.
Mother Teresa,
Madre Teresa
would take a baby off the street,
tomaba un bebé de la calle,
one baby at a time.
Un bebé a la vez.
What God wants with us,
lo que Dios quiere con nosotros,
is to bring all mankind,
es traer a toda la humanidad,
to the throne of God,
al trono de Dios,
at once.
Al mismo tiempo.
This is what's astonishing.
Esto es lo que es asombroso.
So Jesus is saying to us,
entonces, Jesús nos está diciendo a nosotros,
you are the feet of the apostles.
Tú eres los pies de los apóstoles.
You're the hands of the healers.
Tú eres las manos de los,
you're the voice cura, of the preachers.
Tú eres la voz del sacerdote.
Because of what I'm going to give you with this gift,
por la razón de lo que te voy a dar de este regalo,
I will feel and experience the love of everyone through you.
Yo voy a experimentar el amor de todos a través de ti.
So he says very clearly here, they form one single act with all the acts of all humans, all creatures, making a divine volition flow over all of them, becoming the actor of the act of each one, substituting for everyone with a divine act. So every heartbeat that we say to God, I love you,
entonces, con cada latido de nuestro corazón le decimos a Dios, te amo,
becomes a divine heartbeat.
Se convierte en un latido divino.
Because it's Jesus,
porque es Jesús,
beating in our heart beating.
Que está palpitando en nuestro
corazón.
It's
not us anymore.
Ya no somos nosotros.
As we learn what this gift is about,
conforme entendamos y aprendamos qué es este regalo,
it's a new beginning for mankind.
Es un nuevo comienzo para la humanidad.
Anything that you could ever imagine,
cualquier cosa que jamás hubieran imaginado,
is going to happen.
Vamos,
and beyond that.
Y mucho más.
So he says this. Let's see. It becomes, it's substituting for everyone a divine act, a divine and eternal love, a divine reparation, and a divine glory. That the current of all of a human will is in continuous relation with a divine will. And that one pours into the other. My daughter, what I recommend to you is that you be attentive and that you follow me faithfully. Now what that means is to be attentive.
Estar atento
is to say to Jesus,
es decirle a Jesús,
I will read the volumes.
Yo voy a leer los volúmenes.
I will study the volumes.
Voy a estudiar los volúmenes.
I will, again, read, study, and put into practice what you teach me.
Leer, estudiar, y poner en práctica.
So this gift of the divine will,
este regalo de la divina voluntad,
it is to become like the new Adam, Jesus, and the new Eve, Mary.
Como el nuevo Adán, Jesús, y la nueva Eva, María.
And the firstborn
y la primer
is Luisa. Okay, so the firstborn of this new life is Luisa Picaretta.
La primera recién nacida de la visa, de esta vida nueva es Luisa.
So she becomes the way.
Entonces ella se convierte en el camino.
We begin to fall more in love with Jesus and Mary.
Entonces nosotros nos empezamos a enamorar más de Jesús y María.
Okay, volume 14,
volumen
14. 8:15-22. Finding myself in my usual state, I was abandoning myself in the arms of the most holy will of God, and my sweet Jesus told me, my daughter, in my divine will, you will find not all of the acts that my humanity did, in which I intertwined all creatures together, but you will also find all the acts that my dear mama did, which, weaving with mine, formed one single act. Now, this is important.
Esto es importante.
Every time you talk about Jesus,
siempre que hablas de Jesús,
you also talk about Mary.
También hablas de María.
So when Jesus says, I,
cuando Jesús dice,
it's always Jesus and Mary. They're
siempre
one.
Es Jesús
They're one.
Y María, ellos son uno.
So when somebody says, when Jesus says to Luisa,
cuando Jesús le dice a Luisa,
you are like me,
tú eres como yo,
it's Jesus and Mary.
Está hablando de Jesús y María.
See, Luisa is the newborn.
Luisa es la recién nacida.
She's a true daughter of Jesus.
Es la verdadera hija
She's
de Jesús.
A true daughter of Mary.
Y es la verdadera hija de María.
That's what we want. We
Eso
want to be a true
queremos.
Child of Jesus.
Nosotros queremos ser un verdadero hijo de Jesús.
A true child of Mary.
Y un verdadero hijo de María.
And Luisa is the firstborn.
Y Luisa es la recién nacida.
Luisa is the newborn
la recién nacida.
Of this new and abundant life.
De esta vida nueva y abundante.
The saints followed a virtue or two of Jesus and Mary.
Los santos siguieron una virtud o dos de Jesús y María.
Luisa possessed the true life of Jesus and the true life of Mary.
Luisa posee la verdadera vida de Jesús y la verdadera vida de María.
So Jesus is saying here that is the next line my own pains?
Yes, my own pains.
Okay. My own pains, this is what Our Lady had, in order to suffer them to repay me and to be my perfect imitator. This is Mary.
Esta es María.
You look at the Sacred Heart of Jesus.
¿Ves el Sagrado Corazón de Jesús?
It is surrounded by thorns.
Está rodeado de espinas.
It is split in two.
Está partido en dos.
And it is on fire.
Y está en fuego.
Okay, fire with love.
Con amor.
Mary's heart is a divine mirror of Jesus' heart.
El corazón de María es un espejo divino de Jesús.
It's surrounded by thorns, but what you see is the flowers.
Estás rodeado de espinas, pero lo que ves son las flores.
It is split in two by a sword.
Está partido en dos por una espada.
And it is on fire.
Y está en fuego.
Okay, now, there's three purifications.
Hay tres purificaciones.
The first purification was the flood.
La primera purificación fue el diluvio,
where God washed the world clean.
Donde Dios lavó al mundo limpio.
The second purification was when Jesus died on the cross.
La segunda purificación fue cuando Jesús
when he died on the cross, his blood washed us clean.
Cuando él murió en la cruz, su and sangre nos lavó limpios.
If you see a skull at the bottom, there's three reasons for the skull. The place of the skull, Golgotha.
El lugar de la calavera, Golgotha.
The first skull that the blood flowed on was the skull of Adam.
La primera calavera que la sangre de Jesús lavó fue la cabeza de Adán.
Because the tradition of the church is that's where Adam was buried, at Golgotha.
Porque la tradición de la iglesia es que ahí fue donde estaba enterrado Adán.
And the third reason is Jesus conquered death.
Y la tercera razón es que Jesús conquistó la muerte.
So when you see a skull and crossbones, it is good, unless it's used by the other side, then it's bad. As a matter of fact, when I used to ride my motorcycle, I had a skull and crossbones that I wore. People would get out of my way. Alright, so... Why did I get to that point? What's the reason for that plank? I see when I start joking around, I forget.
No, you just looked at it. Fine.
Huh?
You looked at it.
Yeah, there was the cross. Things. What was the reason? Okay. My own pains, in order to suffer them, repay me and be a perfect imitator.
The third purification.
I'm sorry?
The third purification.
Oh, the third purification. Thank you. Thank you for listening. The third purification. Okay. So... the third purification is fire from heaven.
Y la tercera purificación es el fuego del cielo.
Okay. So with the third purification, this fire from heaven is going to come upon the earth.
Y esta purificación, este fuego del cielo sí va a venir a la tierra.
Our Lady said
nuestra madre dijo,
that it's going to be good for some,
que va a ser bueno para algunos,
but it's going to be bad for most.
Pero malo para la mayoría.
So how can something be good and bad at the same time?
¿Cómo puede ser algo bueno y malo al mismo tiempo?
Well, for those that love Jesus and Mary,
para aquellos que amen a Jesús y María,
this fire
este fuego,
is symbolized by the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary.
Inmaculado Corazón de María y el Sacratísimo Corazón de Jesús.
The love of God is going to come upon the earth
va a venir sobre la tierra
through the power of the Holy Spirit.
A través del poder del Espíritu Santo.
Okay. If you love Jesus and Mary,
si tú amas a Jesús y María,
it will be ecstasy.
Va a ser éxtasis para ti.
If you do not love Jesus and Mary,
si tú no amas a Jesús y María,
it will be wailing and grinding of teeth.
Va a ser,
it will be awful. It will be awful. But this fire is coming.
Pero este fuego sí viene.
If you read most of the blessings, say everything's going to happen through the as Jesus comes as judge.
Si lees todas las bendiciones dicen que es como Jesús va a venir a juzgar.
Which is with fire.
Que es con el fuego.
Now, Jesus tells Mary, Jesus tells Luisa,
Jesús le dice a Luisa
that the Blessed Mother
que nuestra Santísima Madre
brought divine mercy to the earth.
La divina voluntad a la tierra.
He says that you, Luisa, will bring divine justice.
Vas a traer divina justicia.
So we know that divine justice is coming.
Entonces nosotros sabemos que la divina justicia
the time
viene.
Of mercy will be done.
El tiempo de misericordia va
and
a terminar.
It will be the time of justice.
Y va a ser el tiempo de justicia.
Now, what is justice?
¿Qué es justicia?
It's what you deserve.
Es lo que mereces.
And that's why the illumination of conscience will happen.
Por eso es que la iluminación de la conciencia debe pasar.
And we will see ourselves as God sees us.
Y nos vamos a ver a nosotros mismos como Dios nos ve.
Most of us will be
la mayoría de nosotros vamos a estar
very much humiliated.
Muy humillados.
Because we don't know our sins.
Porque no conocemos nuestros pecados.
We justify ourselves all the time.
Justificamos siempre.
When I hear confessions,
cuando él escucha confesiones,
a lot of times I hear,
siempre, muchas de las veces escucha,
do you know what my spouse did to me? My spouse did this, my spouse did that, my spouse did this.
Mi cónyuge me hizo a mí, me hizo esto, me hizo el otro, me hizo el otro.
And I'm not here to hear about your spouse's sins. I'm here to, what are your sins? And people go, well, I've been pretty good. And the sad part is, when we stand before God, in this time of illumination of conscience, we're going to see every thought, every word, every deed, how we've treated God, how we treated our neighbor. And we're going to be very much humiliated.
Y vamos a ser muy, muy humillados.
You'll see everything. As a matter of fact, you'll see getting angry with a person,
vas a ver cómo te enojaste con una persona,
how it affected their life,
cómo le afectó a la vida de esa persona,
how they got angry with somebody and it affected somebody else's life.
Y afectaron la vida de alguien más.
It's like a stone thrown into a pool.
Es como una piedra que se arroja en un albergue.
Rippling effects. It affected everybody. Everybody. So just yelling or angry, it does great, great harm. Not only to the individual, but to God. So when the time of illumination of conscience happens, we're going to see how we have hurt many, many, many people throughout the whole world. There's no such thing as a private sin.
No hay tal cosa como un pecado privado.
Sin affects everyone.
El pecado le afecta a todos.
For example,
por ejemplo,
we've killed 57 million babies.
Hemos matado 57 millones de bebés
in the United States.
En Estados Unidos.
And we got Obama as our president.
Y tenemos a Obama como presidente.
We got what we deserve.
Recibimos lo que merecíamos.
And it's the same thing, you know, in every situation of our life.
Y es lo mismo en cualquier situación de nuestra vida.
Now Jesus,
y ahora Jesús,
is going to change all this.
Va a cambiar todo esto.
And this is what the great thing about the divine will is.
Esto es la gran, la cosa maravillosa de la vida mundana.
When we turn back to God,
cuando volteamos a ver a Dios
nuevamente, we're going to be like God.
Vamos a volver a ser como Dios.
And that's what he says here. If my mama had seen nothing, I would have not have had my first imitator. Not a thank you, no praise. Okay, so she's the one that repaid Jesus. She was the first one to repay Jesus.
Ella fue la primera que le volvió a pagar a Jesús.
She was the first imitator.
Ella fue la primera
of Jesus.
Imitadora de Jesús.
She thanked Jesus.
Le dio las gracias a Jesús.
Okay, so this is what the rounds are about.
De esto se tratan las rondas.
To adore Him, love Him, praise Him,
adorarlo,
thank Him, glorify Him, worship Him. So we're going to imitate Jesus it's Jesus and Mary, okay? When we imitate Jesus by doing what Mary has done. So he says, the pains of the goods they contained would have remained without effect because since no one had known them, I could not have made the first prop, and the purpose was of great good, which the creature was to receive, would have been lost. See how necessary it was that at least one creature, Mary, be aware of my pains. So, he's asking us to look at him.
Que lo veamos.
Okay, so when the priest holds the host up, he says, look, here is the Lamb of God.
Cuando el padre sostiene la Eucaristía y dice, aquí está el Cordero de Dios.
You look at Jesus.
Estás viendo a Jesús.
When you're in front of the Blessed Sacrament,
cuando estás enfrente de,
you look at Jesus.
Estás viendo a Jesús.
When you have a crucifix,
cuando tienes un crucifix,
you look at Jesus.
Estás viendo
it's
a
very,
Jesús.
Very important.
Es muy, muy importante.
He wants to be known.
Él quiere ser conocido.
And what he did for us.
Y lo que hizo por nosotros.
So he was crucified on the cross,
fue crucificado en la cruz,
and he is now our prisoner in the Eucharist.
Y ahora es nuestro prisionero en la Eucaristía.
He can't even breathe
no puede ni respirar
in the Eucharist.
En la Eucaristía.
He's completely at our disposal.
Está totalmente a nuestra disposición.
Again, what our God is asking is that we look at him.
Nuevamente, lo que nuestro Dios nos está pidiendo es que lo veamos a él.
So when you go in front of the Blessed Sacrament,
entonces, cuando vas de frente del sacramento,
and you're reading your books,
estás leyendo tus libros,
you're praying your prayers,
estás rezando tus oraciones,
you're not looking at Jesus.
No estás viendo a Jesús.
Look at Jesus.
Ve a Jesús.
Fall in love with Jesus.
Enamórate con Jesús.
See, there's if you spend an hour in front of the Blessed Sacrament,
si pasas una hora en frente de Jesús sacramentado,
You break it down into four quadrants.
Lo rompes en cuatro, lo divides en cuatro.
15 minutes, 15 minutes, 15 minutes, 15 minutes. And what you do is you have A, C, T, S.
Tienes A, C, T, S.
Okay, A for adoring.
A para adorar.
So for 15 minutes you adore Jesus.
15 minutos adoras a Jesús.
You look at him.
Lo ves.
And you adore him.
Y lo adoras.
What can you adore him for?
¿De qué lo puedes adorar?
You can adore him for the creation.
Lo puedes adorar por la creación.
Spend a minute adoring him for one thing.
Pasa un minuto adorándolo por una
so
cosa.
You can say to Jesus, for the Son, Jesus, thank you, I adore you for the Son.
Lo puedes
and
decir,
all that the Son has done.
Por el sol y todo lo que el sol haga.
If that's too long for you,
si eso es muy largo para ti,
spend 30 seconds
pasa 30
adoring God for 30 things.
Adorando a Dios por 30 cosas.
So you're, Lord, I thank you for the sun for 30 seconds forever, and I thank you for the moon, I thank you for the stars, I adore you for this, I adore. Okay, the next 15 minutes
los siguientes 15 minutos,
is to be contrite.
Es ser contrito.
Sí.
Ser contrito.
And you say, I'm sorry for my sins.
Le pides,
I'm sorry for... And then think of 15 things that you could be sorry for.
Y piensa en 15 cosas,
and if that's too much, think of 30 things that you're sorry for 30 seconds for. And, you know, and it doesn't have to be just your sins.
Y no pueden ser nada más tus pecados.
You could say to the Lord, I'm sorry, Lord, for all the abortions.
Le puedes pedir,
you know,
Señor,
and really...
Por todas las
tell the Lord, you know, that you're sorry for this. You can tell the Lord that you're sorry for, you know, alcoholism or drug addiction. You just go through what sins are, of your family. You know, every family has great sins. You go through, this is what I want to think, sorry, this is what I'm sorry for. Then you spend the next 15 minutes thanking God.
Dándole gracias a Dios.
So you thank him for the Blessed Mother. You thank him for your family. You thank him for your mother. You thank him for your father. You thank him for the food.
Por la comida.
See, Jesus says nobody thanks him.
Que dice Jesús, nadie me da las gracias.
And then the last 15 minutes,
y los últimos 15 minutos,
it's supplications.
Es suplicarle a Jesús.
What you're doing is you're saying to the Lord, these are you want to pray your prayers. What is it?
Vas a orar tus,
supplications.
Suplicas,
I can't think of the word.
Petitions.
Petitions. Yeah. So, and then think for 15 minutes. What do you need to pray for? Who in your family needs prayer? Who in your neighborhood needs prayer? Who was just who did you just hear go into the hospital? What happens at that point is that hour goes by like that.
Es que la hora se pasa rapidísimo.
Because you're not just sitting there going, what am I going to do?
No estás ahí sentado nada más, ¿qué voy a hacer?
You're adoring Lord,
adorando,
you're contrite,
estás contrito,
you're thankful,
estás
and you're supplicating.
Y estás suplicando.
And again, if you can't think of something for a minute,
si no puedes pensar en algo por
think
un minuto,
of two things for 30 seconds.
Entonces, piensa dos cosas 30 segundos.
And you will not believe how quick that hour will be over.
Y no vas a creer qué tan rápido se pasa esa hora.
Because you're falling in love with Jesus.
Porque
you're talking to your Lord.
Jesús. Estás hablando con Jesús.
Yeah, so this is why getting to know the Blessed Mother, getting to know now the little newborn, Luisa,
conocer bien a nuestra madre y a Luisa.
And as we read the volumes, God's going to expand our capacity to pray in a way that we've never prayed.
Para orar de una manera que nunca hemos orado.
I remember when I read The Secret of Mary in
1975.
The first line says, O predestined soul.
La primera línea dice, O alma predestinada.
We have been predestined by God
nosotros hemos sido predestinados por Dios
to live at this time.
Para vivir en este tiempo.
We have been predestined by God
hemos sido predestinados
to be given this gift of gifts.
Para haber dado este regalo de la divina voluntad.
It's not by chance that you're alive today.
No es por chance que estamos vivos hoy.
It's not by chance that you're Catholic.
No es por chance que somos católicos.
It's God has a plan, and
Dios
we're part of it.
Y nosotros somos parte de ese plan.
And as we learn this gift,
y conforme, aprendemos este regalo,
it's going to astonish us.
Nos va a asombrar.
So we'll finish this up here.
Vamos a terminar esta parte.
Okay. If for me it was so, I want, this is a capital W, I want it to be so also for you. Jesus allowed Mary to know his sufferings.
Jesús,
now he wants Luisa to know his sufferings.
Y ahora quiere que Luisa conozca sus sufrimientos.
And now he wants us to know his
y ahora
sufferings.
Quiere que nosotros conozcamos sus sufrimientos.
So he says, look at me.
Entonces él dice, mírenme a mí.
Look at me. And I think this is the main reason why, you know, these are coming out.
Por eso piensa que esta es la razón principal que esto sale.
Jesus wants us to know him.
Jesús quiere que nosotros lo conozcamos.
It is not by chance,
y no es por chance
that Mel Gibson had the movie,
que Mel Gibson sacó la película,
The Passion of the Christ.
De la pasión de Cristo.
And you can see what happened to him.
Y ver lo que le pasó a él.
Because the devil was very angry with him.
Porque el diablo estaba muy enojado con él.
But this movie,
pero esta película,
is so beautiful,
es tan hermosa,
it's converting the Muslims.
Está convirtiendo a los musulmanes.
The Muslims heard it was an anti-Jewish movie.
Los musulmanes escucharon
so
que
they,
era
flocked,
una película anti-judío,
they flocked
y se
to see
fueron
it.
Inmediatamente a ver la película.
And they saw mercy.
Y vieron misericordia.
The Quran does not have mercy.
El Corán no tiene misericordia.
The Quran only has two times that it says mercy.
El Corán nada más tiene dos,
it says, do not be merciful to the infidel.
Dice, no sean misericordiosos al
it says, if you are merciful to the infidel, you will be killed.
Si eres misericordioso a los infieles, tú vas a morir.
They saw mercy.
Ellos vieron misericordia.
And they were converted. Many Muslims were converted. Why?
¿Por qué?
Because they looked at Jesus.
Porque vieron a Jesús.
And that's our job.
Ese es nuestro trabajo.
When Jesus is in the monstrance, look at him.
Cuando Jesús está
adore him, be contrite,
adóralo,
thank him, and suplicate.
Dale gracias y suplica.
Okay, So he says, this is what he wants now with Luisa and now with us. Even more, I tell you that I want the confessor acting together with me as spectator and depository of the pains I make you, Luisa, suffer, so that he too may share in their good. And having him with me, they may excite him more in the faith and infuse in him light and love to make him comprehend the truths that I keep manifesting to you. So Jesus says, I want the priest to look at you. So as a priest, I have to look at Luisa.
Entonces, como sacerdote, yo tengo que ver a Luisa.
And what will happen?
¿Y qué es lo que va a pasar?
He says, I will share in the goods that Luisa possesses.
Voy a compartir en los bienes que Luisa posee.
My faith will be greater.
Mi fe va a ser, aumentada.
God will give me light and love.
Dios me va a dar luz y amor.
To understand
para entender
the truths of the book of heaven.
Las verdades del libro del cielo.
So we'll end there. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So what happened?